All right, 1380 WPHM. The CES is going on in Las Vegas, the Consumer Electronics Show. And joining us right now in Las Vegas is Michigan News Network Auto Beat reporter Jeff Gilbert. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, 20 years ago, you didn't have many automotive reporters at the CES, and you didn't have many tech reporters coming to Detroit for the auto show. But now there's a lot of crossover, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, there is. In fact, I walked through a lot at the Las Vegas Convention Center this morning. It was filled with auto suppliers and some of the big names. I mean, you saw a company like Forcia right up next to a Google. Aptiv was giving demonstrations this morning of their self-driving vehicle service here in Las Vegas. In fact, they just spent the last half hour to 45 minutes in an automated vehicle.
No kidding. Tell us about that. What was that experience like?
Well, you know, it was like riding in the back of an Uber or a Lyft. I mean, it was pretty seamless, and that's what they're trying to do here. Aptiv and Lyft have given about 30,000 rides to paying Lyft customers in automated vehicles. Now they have a safety driver there. During my time, the safety driver took over once as a caution as they headed into a construction zone, but they said long-term they'll have that mapped, and they're hoping that next year they'll have a new generation vehicle that won't have a safety driver in it. So then we'll see what customer acceptance of self-driving vehicles is really like.
That's interesting. So we're getting close, I mean, aren't we, to the point where this becomes pretty commonplace?
Well, you know, it's in different phases. Nobody can really tell us when you and I are going to be able to buy a self-driving car. I mean, that the ability to take a vehicle anywhere you want in automated mode, just like we drive it, I mean, that's not there yet. But what we're starting to see is these limited services in specific areas, like in this case, Las Vegas, that have been heavily mapped and are heavily monitored. We're going to see a lot of those popping up in the next year or so, and those are kind of the leading edge. And you know, they'll determine customer acceptance, and we see where it goes from here.
What else is new in automotive technology out there in Las Vegas?
Yeah, you know, you're seeing a lot of electrification talk out here and a lot of connectivity talk. You know, what are the latest cool gadgets that you can do? I saw a supplier, Magneti Marelli, which is showing how to take automated vehicle technology and package it in a nice way. Another supplier is showing a technology that actually would reflect, you know, you can watch movies on your windshield in a self-driving car, things of that nature. And they say that could actually work before self-driving vehicles to, say, in a bus, reflect movies off of one of the windows there. So, you know, it's basically connectivity, automation, and electrification. Those are the themes of the auto industry here at CES.
Well, and from CES, you come right back to Detroit for the North American International Auto Show. You're going to see a lot of the same faces, a lot of the same talk at the auto show, too, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly, because the auto industry is reaching out to different audiences. Here, they're reaching out to a tech audience, and they're trying to say, hey, we are, you know, we're a tech company, too. Cars are essentially computers on wheels these days. And then at the auto show, it's reaching out to the traditional automotive audience, which is more tech-oriented. That's why they have the automobility display at the North American International Auto Show.
It's been last year. The auto show is in the winter months. It moves next year to summertime. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, auto shows are changing. Car companies are finding new ways to introduce vehicles. And Detroit is the first show to kind of get out in front of that curve and try to totally reinvent itself into something different. So I give them a lot of credit for being ahead of the curve instead of behind the curve. You know, the first show in 2020 is going to be a big deal. What will be interesting is to see what things are like after that show's gone on for a couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. It gives a lot of a lot of possibilities. You know, you can integrate the outdoors. You can really highlight the city, I think, a lot more than you can in the middle of winter.
Yeah, and that's what they're planning to do. They're planning to have a lot of displays outdoors in downtown Detroit, something you can do in June that you can't do in January. And also downtown Detroit has seen a lot of improvement. So downtown Detroit is ready for something like this. Let's face it, next week, when people come down to the show in Detroit, a lot of them will be driving right into Cobo and driving home because it's cold.
Yeah.
Well, when it's nice, they may drive in, they may park at Campus Martius and walk to Cobo and come back and go to a restaurant along the way. Or they may, you know, have plans to go to a ball game that night, go to the ball game, park early, walk down, take the people mover to Cobo, and then go back to the ball game. So, you know, it'll be a new habit for people.
Yep, absolutely. Well, a lot of us are going to be heading down there one last time this winter before it moves to summertime in 2020. In the meantime, we'll be listening for your reports from the CES in Las Vegas. Jeff, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning.
Always a pleasure.
All right, take care.